Well, a big victory for Donald Trump in reaching an agreement with the Mexican government, a U.S.-Mexico joint declaration delivered saying that the two countries will work together to secure the southern border. Mexico agreeing to send 6,000 to 7,000 troops to the southern border with Guatemala to slow the tide of illegals coming in. It's a big deal. Of course, the Democrats are trying to find fault with it any way they can. Well, Donald Trump was a bully. Donald Trump was mean about it. Donald Trump got results. That's the bottom line. While the Democrats have done nothing about emergency aid requests for humanitarian efforts to secure the border, to build a wall, they're doing nothing except stalling and attacking this president. And I'm going to tell you, our next guest has something to say about that. Kayleigh McEnany, the National Press Secretary for Trump 2020 and his campaign, joining me. Kayleigh, welcome back.
Hey, great to join you, Steve.
There is just no way to slice this any differently. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, played hardball. He got the Mexicans to come to the table, make a deal that works for both sides so that we can stem this incredible flow of illegals. 144,000 arrested in May alone. The projections are for more than a million arrests in 2019 if we stay at this pace. He got it done. I mean, how the Democrats and the handmaidens and the media can spin it any other way is beyond me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is a huge, huge, huge deal. And once again, President Trump comes through, and the media never saw it. I mean, they were incredibly apoplectic leading up to this, saying, oh, he can't impose tariffs. How dare he even level the threat? Well, you know, in fact, it worked. It brought Mexico to the table, all of the things you just named. And you're right. What is so sad to me is that Mexico is doing more to stop illegal immigration than the Democrats are. I mean, the Democrats have been so unwilling to help. You mentioned, and it's worth highlighting, they won't even pass humanitarian aid. President Trump requested nearly $5 billion to help the people who are at these facilities that are overwhelmed. People don't even have beds to sleep on. And one of the qualms of Democrats was, well, we don't want to fund more beds. So the images that you see on the screens of people sleeping on the ground, you could thank Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their Democratic crew.
Clearly, and you look at what Kevin McAleenan has asked for. He's asked for emergency funding for those very purposes. He's done it for the last several weeks. He's got nothing. He, of course, the acting DHS secretary. So it is startling, Kayleigh, for you to point out, yes, the Democrats are doing less than the Mexican government when it comes to securing the American southern border with Mexico. And another big change here is the change to the migrant protection protocols, which means if you come and say, I want asylum in the United States, I deserve it for this reason and that reason, that's fine. Now you will wait in Mexico. That's been something that the president and his administration have worked on for the past many months. Now they've got that in a written and, I must say, signed agreement. This is critical.
This is very important because once individuals get here, the way our laws are set up, as you know, Steve, if you are from one of those Northern Triangle countries, from Guatemala, from Honduras, you are allowed to stay in the country until your asylum claim is adjudicated, especially if you're an unaccompanied minor. We cannot send you back. If you're from Mexico, it's different. We can send people right back to Mexico. We can't do that for these other countries. So stopping these people in Mexico means they never cross our border and are never subject to the laws that Democrats have put in place that have created the problem. So if Democrats won't fix the asylum laws, we have to rely on Mexico to stop the individuals from getting here, because a million people crossing our border this year is a, you know, more than decade high. Not only that, a huge national security threat, not knowing who these people are, especially when you see a New York Post article that came out over the weekend that showed that ISIS was actually plotting to cross our southern border and wreak havoc on our financial institutions. So it's a national security threat. There's no doubt about it, not to mention the drugs also pouring across our border.
Yeah, it's a national security threat. It's a local security threat because these folks find their way to different cities, be it Boston or Atlanta or Orlando. And when you don't know where they come from or what their intentions are or how they're going to find gainful employment or if that's even part of their concern, it's all a problem. But I want to ask you about something else here, because it seems to me, Kayleigh, Joe Biden is hiding. I don't know how else to put it. He doesn't show up in Iowa again. He's not there. I mean, people from the Democrat Party that are running for the nomination on that side taking shots at him, saying, well, Joe Biden apparently doesn't like to travel. Yeah, Joe Biden is hiding. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, he is. And I think it's two reasons. I think he's lazy. I think he's not meant for the campaign trail, Sleepy Joe. But secondly, I think he is terrified of answering any question on policy. And the more he's out there, the more he's subject to having to answer these questions or make these mistakes. I mean, there was a big event in Iowa this weekend, and every Democrat showed up except Joe Biden because he expects this to be a coronation. But look, you see the trouble he had last week with the Hyde Amendment, where he literally in 72 hours said he was against it, and this is federal taxpayer dollars going to abortion. He was against this longstanding amendment that's always been bipartisan. Then he was for it, and then he was against it in 72 hours. And he was absolutely demolished by the media over this, CNN, MSNBC included. So the more he's out there, he knows the more he makes these mistakes, and it cripples his chances.
Yeah, he's been supporting the Hyde Amendment, which he should, by the way, since 1979. It prevents taxpayers like you and I from paying for abortions that we don't agree with, taking taxpayer dollars and supporting federally funded abortions. The Hyde Amendment been there for decades. He's always been a supporter of it for decades. But let's be honest, he changed for political reasons. There is no other explanation, is there?
No, there is no other explanation. And what was incredible to me is I was on CNN earlier in the week, and just before I came on was Biden's national co-chair, Cedric Richmond. And he was going on and on and on about how Biden is for the Hyde Amendment. And he always has been, because he has deeply held religious convictions, and his conscience and his morality would not allow him to oppose the Hyde Amendment. And then literally, I don't know what happened in 48 hours, but his religious and moral views must have changed, which we all know they didn't. What changed was political expediency, because you hit the nail on the head. That's what this was about. Alyssa Milano, a Hollywood actress, made a phone call, and his junior staffers said, you have to get against this. And, hey, I don't want a puppet in the White House. I don't want someone whose strings are being pulled by Hollywood and junior-level staffers. But
no,
that's who we've got in Joe Biden.
Yeah, he had to go to the altar of the far left. That's what he had to do. A change of religion, of course, in expediency. I want to ask you one more thing. We got about 1 minute here. Kayleigh McEnany here from the Trump campaign 2020. And that is, now with the Mexican thing checked off the list as far as a deal and agreement to control immigration, the USMCA, extremely important to states like Michigan, where I live, extremely important. Are we going to find a way forward to get the Democrats to get the USMCA done to help the farmers, to help those in manufacturing, to help those that want to send products of all sorts all over? I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
Oh, yeah, we've got to. I mean, look, just for Michigan, you know, this requires that 75% of auto parts be produced in the United States. This is a huge win for the auto industry, for farmers, as you noted. Democrats have been on the sidelines. Time for them to come on board, because this is one of the strongest trade agreements with labor provisions in the history of our country. So if they're not on board, they're really fighting against America's best interests here.
Kayleigh, greatly appreciate Kayleigh McEnany, the National Press Secretary for Trump 2020, his campaign efforts, which, by the way, will kick off officially June 18th in Orlando, Florida. Be there or be square. Kayleigh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day. There it is, Kayleigh McEnany. The official announcement for Donald Trump coming Tuesday, June 18th, Orlando, Florida. Don't miss that. We'll have complete coverage here, of course. It's 41 after. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today, or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.